Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome down to the Rick Shields Golf Podcast. Not only is this a historic podcast because it's the first one that we've ever shot on video, and it's the first ever upload for the new channel, the second channel, the Rick Shields Golf Show channel, which has been through quite a few changes so far this week. I'm your host, Rick Shields. I'm here for the first time. You're going to see him on camera, producer Guy.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure. Because normally, when I'm doing this, I'm looking down, I'm messing up with a pen, drinking Monster, which people can see now. It is sugar-free Monster, I must add. Somebody actually, very kindly, sent me a Facebook message the other day saying that I shouldn't drink Monster because it's bad for you. So that was nice then, but it is sugar-free.
Mm. You got me onto Monster, which is...
Yeah, it's not good. But I feel pressure because I think, we said this before, when you listen to a certain radio station or a podcast and you don't know what that person looks like and then you see them for the first time, it can feel a little bit weird. So this is what I look like. So this is me.
Guy. This is Guy.
Hope everyone's not too disappointed.
So yeah, welcome down to the on all these cameras. We'll work out where we're looking soon. If you are listening, this is going to be the same audio podcast that we've done forever. You're still going to listen to it on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast too. But we've now decided to make a visual version to sit on this new YouTube channel. And let's talk about the YouTube channel a little bit more in depth, because it has taken quite a few journeys until we've got to this point uploading this particular video.
Is this the Rick Shields Golf Daily channel that we're talking about right now?
Okay, so first off, we've had a name change already.
Yes.
This now channel is called the Rick Shields Golf Show channel, without the channel. It is a second channel. My main channel, my Rick Shields Golf YouTube channel, is still the number one place to go for all of your fantastic golf videos. Which, by the way, we've just hit 750,000 subscribers, everybody. Boom. We are getting bloody close to a million subscribers.
Is it going to be this year?
Well, I think that's down to the people listening, the people watching, to hit that subscribe button. It's free to do. It doesn't take any time. I actually believe now Google have potentially relaxed the rules of having a Google account to sign up, but don't quote me on that. But if you've not subscribed yet, hit that subscribe. It's definitely worth it. You are going to be notified when I release new videos. And believe me, some of the videos we've got lined up are absolutely epic. So the new channel, let's talk about that a little bit more in detail first. If this is the first time you've heard of this new channel, you might have missed a lot of things that we post on social media this week. The whole idea of this second YouTube channel was to have a home for one, the Rick Shields Golf Show podcast. That was where it kind of started, this idea of a second channel. We're getting a lot of requests about filming the Rick Shields podcast and putting it on a channel. It just did, because it's different, it doesn't feel like it needs to sit on my main YouTube channel. The style is too different.
We don't want to ruin those average views either. We're hitting like 250,000 every time now. This might get 3,000 views, so we don't want that ruining the whole page.
Let's be honest with people right now. So yeah, that's a big one, because you know, obviously the main channel that's been around for 6 or 7 years now, I post what I like to think the best golf content online is.
I'd agree with that.
Thank you. And we want to kind of continue that trend, and I feel like it's got a level of pedigree that people expect a certain type of video.
And that is the big thing that we've had a few concerns about. The main channel isn't going to change.
No.
If you come to the main channel for coaching videos, they're still going to be there.
Correct.
If you come for the best, most impartial and honest reviews, they're still going to be there.
Correct.
If you come to watch some random, really entertaining videos that you didn't know you wanted to watch, but you do want to watch them when you see them, they're still going to be there.
Correct.
This channel is where you can let your
hair
down.
This is where you're going to see Rick Shields in the shower, everybody.
Not sure I want to see that.
Unsubscribed.
Yeah.
So this second channel is a bit more, like I say, podcast, potentially behind-the-scenes videos we're going to toy with. Potentially videos that wouldn't be up to the scratch that we'd want to put out on our main channel. This channel is going to feature things like bloopers, mistakes.
There's a lot of them.
Thank you. We've got years of footage of that, which actually, I've got an archived one. And I'm not sure whether to post it or not. We'll figure this out. It's a good one.
If this video can get how many likes, and then we'll release
Let's start early.
Yeah.
Let's start on 2,000 likes.
Ooh, nice.
For this YouTube podcast video, we'll release the bloopers. Okay. And again, it's a bit more raw. Like, this is not edited. It's not. We're not cutting anything out. It's a bit more raw. It's a bit more Rick Shields more, let's say. Mm-hmm. The idea initially was going to be this Rick Shields Daily where... Our original plan was to release daily.
But then we realised that we don't do enough exciting stuff to quantify a daily upload. So that's on the back burner for now.
We're not Casey Neistat and Logan Paul, okay?
No.
So we decided to then go, okay, well, let's go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And again, that's changed. So basically, subscribe to the channel. We're going to post videos as and when. You are going to see the main podcast whenever we film it. You are going to see it here on this channel. You're going to see podcast clips on the YouTube channel. And again, if you are listening audio, nothing changes
for
you guys.
That is a big one because the listeners from day one, the OGs, I don't want them to be thinking that, oh no, this has changed anything. Yeah. It hasn't. You've got the option now. And sometimes, weirdly, what I do with the podcast, I don't know if you ever do this, I'll listen to an audio podcast in the car and then when I get home, I actually watch them on YouTube.
I do, to see reactions.
Yeah,
and
so like I'll either watch it again, which I know it sounds a bit weird, or I'll say like on 42 minutes in, I'll jump onto 42 minutes in the video and then watch them there. Because like you said, to see the interaction is always good.
Because hopefully as well on this videoed format, we're going to be able to show images. We're going to be able to show things that we want to show. So if you're interested in any of that. But like I say, this first episode might seem a little bit different because we have got cameras around and it feels a little bit different to a normal podcast where we sat normally. Most of the time not clothed.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we've got to come clean as well because this all looks nice. We've got these things that are supposed to be for sound but look quite cool at the back. We've got this new table. The normal podcast before today was recorded very rough and ready. We had random shoeboxes to hold the mics. These didn't exist. We didn't have these. It was on a shoebox.
A shoebox that we can't even show in a video.
I feel like I missed the old podcast already. What have we done?
Well, we've just spent a lot of frigging money on equipment, so let's not bin it off just yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I say, it is a bit different. The second channel, this is the first video on the second channel, we think anyway. We'll just see how it develops. Yeah. We're going to be honest with you. We're going to be transparent with you. It started in one realm and it's moved into something else. So let's see what it moves into in the future. But it gives us a platform where I can post really different types of video that I wouldn't normally put on my main channel. You're going to find it here on the second channel, the Rick Shields Golf Show.
Rick Shields Golf Show. Yeah. That's what it's called now. It could change.
The Rick Shields Golf Show. Yeah. Perfect. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody, basically.
Yeah.
So we've got some fantastic topics we're going to talk about today. We've got some questions.
We've got a lot of questions today, and there's some good ones.
Thank you so much for the support on the podcast. We are still growing the charts. We have gone back up now that we've binned off Ed Brown.
Yeah, I never liked Ed Brown, did you?
No, not really.
It was like a short love affair. It was great at the time, and now look back, what did I do that for?
We've actually got new listeners of the week. Do we go in now, or do we go in a bit?
First, before we do listener of the week, let's just run through. Well, let's do listener of the week now, but we also need to run through almost a checklist to become listener of the week if we have got any new people watching. So, to be listener of the week, you've got to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to both channels, you've got to rate the podcast 5 stars, and ideally, you've got to share the podcast with friends and prove it with a screenshot. Normally, as well, and this is one you know I'm very strict with, you have to start the email, which is at podcast@rickshields.com. Start the email with "Hi, Guy and Rick." That's normally the one that gets seals.
Guy reads the emails most of
and
the
I
time.
Like that. But weirdly, this week's listener of the week is from Zach Cannon, and he is an anomaly because he started the email just with Rick. There was no "Hi."
Wow.
There was no "Hi, Rick and Guy." No "Hi, Guy and Rick." It was just Rick.
So he's breaking the rules already. So I'm guessing this is going to be
so
pretty
at first
special.
I was thinking, I don't really like Zach Cannon. But then I warmed to him. It wasn't quite Ed Brown standard, I'll be honest. He's not a VIP just yet. But it was a nice email saying that he watches all the stuff And then he sent me a lot of screenshot evidence. So he sent us a screenshot of his 5-star review. So nice. That was a big tick. Then he sent us another screenshot of him following the main Facebook page,
which has now just surpassed 226,000 followers. Thank you so much.
Then he sent a screenshot following your Instagram.
Nice. Rick Shields at Rick Shields PGA.
Then he sent a screenshot of Rick Shields Golf Daily, RRP.
Which is now called Rick Shields Golf Show, which is a verified account now, by the way, on YouTube. Thank you very much.
Then he sent... Oh, actually, I think I've been a bit hasty here. He sent a screenshot that he subscribed to the main channel, but he's not got the bell notification turned on. So, no, he can have it for this week.
It can be a temporary one.
Yeah, but needs to up his game a fraction. But if you do want to be listener of the week, email podcast@rickshields.com and send us some screenshots of why you deserve to be it.
Correct. So we're going to talk about a few videos released this week. We're going to talk about the Tommy video that released, which, by the way, Tommy Fleetwood, he's not only one of the coolest men in golf, he's so chilled. I mean, you weren't there to meet him. Have you met Tommy before, Gav?
I've never, yes and no. So when I used to work at Nike, obviously quite a lot of events with him. So I did shake his hand and meet him. I don't want to go, yeah, I met him, because I don't really know him. But I used to play in tournaments like kind of with Tommy when I was young, because he's from the same area. And what was weird with Tommy was, He's obviously not a small guy, but he's probably, what, 5'9", 5'10"? Yeah, but he's quite slight, isn't he now? Yeah, he is. As a kid, he was massive. Anyone that knows him or remembers him from junior days will vouch for that. He was really tall. He was quite a big lad.
So he sprouted early.
Yeah, massively. And I remember, like, our hardcore listeners will know I'm a long hitter, because obviously I do you by 12 yards normally. But I remember in this tournament I was playing one time.
Hold on. I feel like now we're recording this podcast.
Oh, okay.
I think we need to set the record straight. You might have outdrawn me once.
More than once. And what annoys you about this...
Well, can you include your first tee shot, not your third or fifth tee shot?
I've got power, I've not got accuracy. So what? The game these days, strokes gained, hit it far. I'm worried about that when you get down there. Anyway, at this junior comp I was playing... It was like a par four, probably about the time, let's just call it just over 300 yards. And I was like 14, and I smoked a driver and had like 30, 40 yards left into the flag. So a little chip in, and it was the longest shot of my 3-ball or whatever. It was a big hit at the time. Got onto the green, putting out, Tommy out, there's a group behind me, hit it through the green. And we were like, that is, we all knew he was at the time, because he was obviously this junior, so like scratch at 14, 15. He was unbelievably long, but he was, like I said, he was a big lad. But every time I've met him since then, he seemed really cool, really chilled. I think he comes across well. And on the video, obviously I wasn't there sadly, but he does come across like a really cool guy.
You know what I liked about him? I've met him a few times before, but what I liked about him is he felt like he had time for everybody, including me. He was really great with me. We shot some really cool videos. He was very accommodating to any requests, accommodating to, you know, having a few little fun challenges, etc., which was great for the YouTube. But anyone that even just stopped him out and around the clubhouse or out on the golf course, he spent time with it. It was like, nice. It's nice to see. And he was busy. We had stuff to do, but he kind of found time to speak to everybody, which was great. No, he's a class guy. The video's done great. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. There's still a chance to win a pair of Nike Air Max 97 golf shoes signed by the man himself.
That's
Tommy
a good
Fleetwood.
Giveaway. That, for me, is one of the best giveaways we've ever done, because, like, obviously winning a set of clubs or whatever is really cool and different, but a pair of shoes that you're never going to... It's quite cool in a way that you're not going to wear them. I mean, you could wear them if they fit you, but it's the fact that you can keep them kind of forever. They're from a video that's had loads of views. You're going to own them. Yeah. What was the criteria to win them again?
So you had to... So in the video, Tommy discussed about what age he was and what year he was when he started playing golf. And at the end, once he signed the shoes, he asked that question, what year was it that I started playing golf? And it was the same year as I started playing golf.
Should we give the guys listening and watching a little heads up now, tell them the answer and go and comment?
If you want.
So it was 1997?
Correct.
And he was 6 or 7? Or do we need to know the age or the year?
I think it was just the year.
Yeah, just go and comment 1997 on that video.
If I'm honest, the year just tied in with the Nike Air Max 97 shoes that we were like wearing and promoting. So it kind of worked out quite well. Really cool guy. We've had thousands of entries. Thanks so much for that. We also, just a quick one on entries of competitions. We're getting a lot of emails about the Callaway Edge clubs and the RBZ driver.
Yes,
the winners have been picked. They've just not confirmed. We've had one confirmation of the
The driver.
Yep. The person who we've picked for the clubs, the Callaway clubs yet, has not confirmed. They need to reply back. Once that happens, then we'll announce it over social media. By the way, thanks so much for everybody who shared that particular video because it went crazy.
Had like over 600,000 views now, I think.
And I think like 22,000 shares. So by the way, if you're in the chance of winning that, literally, don't be gutted if you didn't win it because it was 22,000 to 1.
Mm.
There's more chance of winning the lottery, I think, statistically.
Is there? I don't know if that's right. Let's pretend it is, though.
Statistically, you've got more chance of winning 10 million on the lotto.
Okay.
But who knows? We don't make the rules. We've got loads of questions. And look at this today, because we are on video. I've got Guy Challenge.
This little stain is chocolate, by the way.
No, it is.
Nothing else. Because it's Valentine's Day today, which is nice. We've actually, in our office at the front, there's cakes. There's a chocolate fountain. So I came in here with 3 cakes for us all before.
You did, very romantic.
But annoyingly, I put my finger in one of the cakes. I don't know who that was, actually. I think you might have had that one. I put my finger in it and then put it all over my sheet.
Questions, go on then, fire
before
them across.
Before that, are you a man of your word? Simple yes or no?
It depends who you ask.
I'm asking you. You are, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Do you remember yesterday you tweeted that if people retweeted the video on Twitter, we would give them a shout out?
I do.
We've done that.
I know.
And we've got 2 people to shout out.
It was, let me remember the names. Daniel Richards.
Yes.
And Paddy, I want to say Paddy Murphy, but that's wrong, is it?
Paddy Miller.
Ooh. So, thanks for retweeting the tweet. Guys, if you don't check me out on Twitter, by the way, at RichShieldsPGA. Twitter's a weird one. It's got its positives.
It.
Yeah, I like it some days. I don't like it others. But yeah, Daniel and Paddy retweeted the tweet that we asked to tweet, and you got a shout out in this video. This is for you. Paddy, now the light offices have just gone off. We'll try and get those to come on. Daniel, Paddy, this is for you. Shout out as we try and get the lights to come back.
This is the problem with recording it visually. There we go. It's back on now. Don't have this problem and there's no
audio. And by the way, guys, if you are listening in the car and want to see the time when the lights came out on the Rick Shields podcast, go over to YouTube and check it out.
Yeah, it's really good. You'll watch the video and you see the lights go out and then they go back on again. So don't waste your time.
This is... Honestly, just see this podcast as a bit of a test one, / maybe not our finest work. I already don't feel like it's our best, but I apologise. But just because it's different, it feels different.
It feels different because there's cameras pointing at us, and I keep wanting to look at that one, which I'm looking at now, and then I look away. But a lot of the time when we do podcasts, I actually look at you. I like to just...
To be honest, I'm normally checking my phone.
Yeah. But right, so we have got some good questions today. And as always, this is just the way it works out. I always pick people who have got surnames that are hard to pronounce. And people that listen all the time will know that. So taking your advice from last week or the week before, I'm just going to say first names. However, if they've got an easy to read second name, I'm going to say first and second.
Okay.
So you can tell who's who, basically. But Drew, just Drew, said plans for guests on the podcast.
What a fantastic question.
What a greatly timed, greatly a word? It is probably. Yeah. What a greatly timed question as well.
To make this very simple, Drew, which you're right, his surname is long and complicated. 100%. Right now, as we have set this up, we've got a table that's big enough for 3. We've got mics that are big enough for 3. We've got an extra mic. We've got an extra pair of headphones. We are in a position now to take guests. And do you want to know some exciting news? Well, you know it. We've already reached out to a hit list of people that we want to feature on this podcast, the number 24th biggest podcast in the world.
No, it's higher than that again now.
Okay,
we're actually the number one golf podcast in Great Britain again. So if we ask people to come on and they decline, that's just, why would you decline?
And you know what? If it weren't for that page, Renee, we would be number one. Yeah. Trust her to bring out a podcast when we brought out a podcast day.
Yeah, never mind.
We'll have to get Paige on.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a really good guest, actually.
But Paige, if you're watching.
Yeah, if you're watching, I'm going to ask you now, come on our podcast. That'll work, won't it, if I ask? Will it not?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Do we say we'll fly her over? We'll fly her over.
Okay.
We'll do some videos as well if she came over.
Are you paying to fly her over?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
Actually, I think she would travel first, wouldn't you? Well, yeah, let's split it. Let's go. What do they call it? Let's go Dutch and let's split it. So, long story. Yeah, we are going to have a guest. They're going to be different guests to what you may be expecting. There are going to be some high-end celebrities that we're looking to get onto the podcast.
But they've all declined, so we're going much more to start.
We're going to go with people who've got interesting stories within the world of golf, or if they're not in the world of golf, basically, if you are known for their golf, we're going to try and learn more about them
off the golf course. Perspective, yes.
If you know them off the golf course, we're going to learn about more them on the golf course. Mm-hmm. So we've not got an actual date for the first podcast guests, but we have got three podcast guests confirmed so far. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe to the Rich Hill Podcast Golf Channel. And listen, wherever you need to subscribe to it, make sure you don't miss out on any of the fantastic guests we've got coming your way. Thanks for the question, Drew.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, just a note on that. We are going to obviously have some kind of golf YouTubers as such, but it's more of like a holistic look at golf. So we want to try and get some really good storytellers on, and one of which I think we've got is, I'm not going to say who it is, but a PGA professional that's worked in golf for many, 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 many years.
He's been a head pro for 28 years.
And he, I think he's had some really good stories.
I agree.
So that will be really good. I don't sound that enthusiastic, but it will be.
It will really good. Be.
Okay, so this one is from Kai Appleby.
Okay.
Hi, Guy and Rick. It's nice, that, isn't it? Starts off on the right foot. Who are your two favourite people you've ever played golf with and why?
One of my favourite people is Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Nice.
So Ronnie O'Sullivan, I had the pleasure of playing with him years ago when I was an assistant.
For people that don't know, maybe in the States, Ronnie
O'Sullivan. The best snooker player ever.
He's a Tiger snooker. I think that's fair to say, isn't he? The Roger Federer. Irreverent. He's class.
The Tiger, Roger Federer of snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan. In fact, a bit of a a controversial character, but also wonderful. So the magician, they call him, because he really is a magician.
He's had over 1,000 century breaks, and he's had 15 147s. His career winnings are over £11 million.
I bet that's 14. How many 147s? Which is the
15.
Maximum?
15.
That's in competition playing.
Oh yeah, I bet they've had loads at home.
So yeah, one day I got a phone call at Mia when I was an assistant pro at Mia, and it was a Sunday afternoon. I picked up the phone, and it was a guy on the phone. Hi, can I come play your golf course this afternoon? And I was like, oh, it's members only. I'm really sorry, sir. At the time, it was members only. But for some reason, I kind of recognised his voice to a certain degree. So I said, not a problem. Let me see what I can do. Let me speak to the powers that be, and I'll ring you back. Probably I shouldn't have given him any special treatment just because I thought he might have been a celebrity. But anyway, you do.
That's lying.
So I asked him for his name. What's your name, sir? And I'll take your number down. He said, it's Ronnie. And I thought, okay, I think that's Ronnie O'Sullivan. So I took his number down. I thought, right. So I thought to myself, okay, so I'm allowed to sign guest in because if you're going to play with me. So I thought, well, I clock off at 5. If I invite him down at 5, I can sign him in and play with him. This is definitely Ronnie O'Sullivan at this time. So I ring him back up.
How did you know it was definitely Ronnie O'Sullivan? Because he had a southern accent and said it's Ronnie.
It was just that, you know, when you, if let's say
Ronnie Corbett or something.
Let's say David Beckham rang up the phone, you would recognise his voice.
How would that sound?
I'm not going to do it now. But I think you'd recognise certain golf, certain celebrities' voices. I do, honestly. Even though he's not particularly an actor or a singer, I just feel like I recognise his voice. So I rang him up, said, listen, yeah, I'm happy to get you out on the golf course. Luckily, there's an opportunity to play. It would be playing with me. I'm the assistant pro, Rick Shields. I'll sign you in, blah, blah, blah. So he said, yeah, no problem. It's going to be me and my sports psychologist. So anyway, they turned up. We played golf. We played 18 in the fastest time I've ever played golf in about 2.5 hours because he needed to be somewhere else. He was the greatest putter.
Take a quick break.
Nice. He was the quickest. He was the best putter I've ever played with. Fact. And he's class. Did you say two people?
I said two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop one in now.
Go on.
I could flex a little bit. Rory McIlroy.
Boom.
Well, actually, say it was my favourite. I just wanted to say that I've played Rory McIlroy.
When you say play?
Well, I played two holes with him, but I'm counting that. And it was Texas Scramble, so he only hit about 5 or 6 shots. But to actually, again, a little bit similar to the Tommy thing for how far he hits it. I played two holes, and one was a par 5, one was a par 3. The par 5, I think, I can't remember who teed off first, but anyway, I, again, smashed a driver. I feel like that's a lot of the stories I say smashed a driver, whereas in reality it doesn't happen very often, but a lot of my stories, it starts with a smashed a driver.
See how much that's real.
Yeah, honestly, though, I smashed a driver, and then he hit his, or he'd hit first, I can't remember, and honestly now, the distance difference was ridiculous. Like, I know we joke, but you know, you might outdrive me if you both crunch one. You might be 10 yards longer, let's say. It's, oh, that's a big hit. Like, I'm impressed. He was honestly about 50 yards ahead, but that's about right. Because what is his average? Like 330 or something. Yeah. So if I've hit one 280, which I'm thinking, or 290 maybe, I think that's a big hit. He absolutely crunched it. But then when we got onto the green, I holed it. He lined me up for a putt. It was about 20 footer and I sunk it. So that was good. I wouldn't say he was my favourite person, but I just wanted to get out there. I've played with Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
Have you got any others? Yes, for two.
I know, I'm struggling a bit. There's loads of lovely people I played with. I'm just thinking, like, outstanding.
I think I've got a few good ones actually that you've played with.
Probably Nasa Hatakocha.
She was class. I was going to say Nasa.
So Nasa, ladies PGA player, LPGA player, won a number of times on tour now. She was ridiculously amazing. I really enjoyed playing with her.
You know who I think? Well, what was really good about Nasa was
I've got one more.
Who? I'd say Young Max. He was class.
Young Max, and also Paul Sturgis.
Paul Sturgis is class. We need to get Paul on the podcast.
Paul, tallest man in Europe, the tallest golfer in the world at 7'7.5". This guy's massive. I don't know how we'd get the set to accommodate him.
I think we should get Paul on.
But he, you know, he was probably one of my favorite people to play. One of my favorite people in the world, just because he was just so fascinating. I wanted to know everything about his life and what he did, and he was class. But yeah, weirdly, yeah, go on.
I think I'm out. I don't know who else I've played with that's my favourite to play with. I'm trying to think of people that are a bit different. I think for me, in general, I like to play with people that obviously are fun and not necessarily good at golf, but understand how to play. Do you get what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, sometimes you're playing with somebody and you're further away, they'll go up and say, oh, how do you want the flag? Just little things like that. Just be a bit more like, they know how. I know, obviously, beginners don't always know how to play golf, but people just make it flow. I like that, you know. And it's always good if someone's a decent enough player, but at the same time, I'm not bothered. As long as people, I don't know.
What's the saying? You want them to be just a little bit worse than you.
That's why I do like playing with you, because it's kind of joking.
I was just about to swear that literally on like
twonk.
Yeah.
Okay. Louis Wilson has asked, or Lewis, I'm not sure, but we'll go with. Hi, Guy and Rick again. So massive, massive thumbs up for that. If you're listening, thanks so much. Loves the podcast. He's just put PC as well. That's the kind of guy that Louis is. He's just put love the PC. He's cool, isn't he? Cool guy. Besides golf-related videos, who else do you both tend to watch on YouTube?
Well, this is crazy because it's changed enormously recently.
I think when we both say one of the people we're going to say, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, no.
I think there's a couple of... So, let me try and read. So there's a few channels that I watch religiously. Philip DeFranco, he was the first person I ever subscribed to. He does news channels, massive on YouTube, and he's really innovated his content and evolved it to a level that is just awesome. So I've loved watching Philip DeFranco. Loved watching Dude Perfect for many years. I think they continue to evolve, and the views they get is just. And what do you say they got the month? Oh, was it 302 million views?
Might not be that many, but it was 270. I think it was pretty much, if not more than our channel a month.
270
it was something
million
bizarre.
Views a month, which is crazy. So I've loved Do Perfect. And then I loved Casey Neistat, when he was a daily vlogger. Mm-hmm. He was a phenomenal daily vlogger. Really, you know, it changed the game, I think, in YouTube.
You felt like you knew him.
It was incredible.
It told a story. It was cinematic. I think for me,
thought out, well put together.
You couldn't wait. When one dropped, it's like, yeah, I can't wait to watch that. And even now, he.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And it's like, he might only release a video every 3 weeks. I still look forward to it, but I never feel like filled, satisfied. No, I want
not
more.
Not quite as good.
Yeah.
So then,
Marcus Brownlee needs a shout out. He's a big golf fan, so he's probably listening, watching.
And if you are watching, we've not definitely not stole this pattern off you, Marcus.
No.
The studio, you know, this isn't, granted, it might be red and black and it might look a little bit like what you've done in yours, but completely different. So don't copyright the video. So then, Marcus Brownlee, MKBHD.
Can say it now.
Thank you. What was his middle name when he announced it recently?
Keith.
Nice. So then more recently, one of my favourite channels, which you weren't a big fan of, but you've become more of a fan of, David Dobrik. Yeah. David Dobrik, 4 minutes 21 seconds per video, used to do 2 a week, now does 1 a week. His videos are unbelievable. He manages to cram in some of the most incredible...
It's ridiculous.
I mean, he literally could make a 3-hour movie from his life every week, yet he somehow crams it into a 4 minute 21
That's
video.
That's why it's so good. Because if we tried to make those videos, it'd be about 4 hours long.
And it'd be nowhere near as exciting.
No.
It'd be boring.
Yeah,
going to Barbarito at Trafford Centre for our lunch and things like that. And then a channel which has been around for donkey's years, but has re-evolved himself into doing daily vlogs, or not daily vlogs, three times a week. Logan Paul.
I'm gonna have to agree. I can't believe.
Did you say recently?
I think you told me because I don't try. I watch some of his stuff just to see what's going on, because he's obviously such a big YouTuber, and a little bit around the fights with KSI, I might just tune in and watch a little bit here and there. But overall, I didn't, and obviously the whole thing in Japan, I wasn't a huge fan. But I think you mentioned it recently to me that his new stuff was pretty good, and to be fair, it is really good. I think if you were under the age of, well, in your 30s or less, and you kind of just want to sit down and entertain yourself for 7, 10, 12 minutes, whatever, it is unbelievable.
Yeah. It's True Geordie we like.
True Geordie I do
Podcasts
like.
Podcasts are good. KSI I like it
on Mr. Beast.
Oh god, yeah,
Mr. Beast. There's a lot. I think I watch a lot of golf YouTube, as obviously you do, but that's more just to see what's going on in the kind of landscape and see what people are doing, see what's getting done well, what's been done not so well. But in terms of actually watching YouTube, there's a lot of people I like watching. Yeah. It's a lot of good stuff.
The guys are killing it. YouTube's just a great platform where you can do what you want. You can set up a second channel and put some fluffy things on a wall and call it a channel.
Yeah, and release when you can be bothered and call it what you want and change it. And right, let's do a golf question. It's about time. Sean Thomas Horton.
Okay.
He's got a really easy to say name. Do you guys recommend using the same shaft throughout your entire set, or is the driver and woods different than the irons?
Yes, driver and woods are different to irons. Mm-hmm. Gone are the day where steel shafted drivers and woods, that was like the trend, wasn't it, back in the 90s and early 2000s, where Tiger was doing it. Everything now in drivers and fairway woods are graphite shafted.
Yeah.
Obviously, the length of graphite shaft has got longer with drivers. And I'll be honest, almost as graphite has become almost a staple in woods, so a steel in irons. Mm-hmm. It's very rare now that you see graphite shafted irons.
Well, yeah, I think...
because they've made steel much lighter.
That's the thing. So steel shafts now in irons are so, so lightweight. And, you know, like you said, the driver shafts now, if you are someone like a Tiger who swings it hard and fast, you can get something that's 70 grams. So that's still, or 80 grams, that's still 40 grams lighter than the old-fashioned steel, maybe even more. So it's a lot lighter. You can get more club energy, but it feels almost as stable now. You know, very low torque. You know, you can get them a little bit, have a higher kick point, etc. Whatever you want. In terms of, we've discussed this before and you've done videos on it, and obviously from my experience of fitting in the past and things like that, shaft flex isn't as important as people think. Shaft weight is important, you know, torque is important, and that typically, colour is very important. Typically, a stiffer shaft would be, and I use the word typically, would be heavier than a regular shaft, would have a lower torque. So in some regard, you could argue, well, obviously the shaft flex does matter, but it doesn't really. It's more about getting a shaft that you like the feel of, that, you know, obviously it kind of suits your swing. And for me, I've seen results with you with like an A-flex shaft, which is like a senior flex shaft, and actually wasn't that much different to a stiff.
Probably because it suited me better.
Yeah, exactly.
I totally agree. I think the shaft, it gets read into it a bit too much.
And another thing, just quickly on that, obviously the R&D now and the tolerances and stuff are super, you know, really good with brands. But equally, if you buy a stock, any brand stiff 3-wood, and then you bought a regular 5-wood, in theory they're off because one's stiff and one's regular. But if you get a quite soft stiff and quite a firm regular, they could actually be quite similar because obviously the quality control is great, but it's not amazing.
Well, there's almost no industry standard.
No.
Not that I know of. Like, someone's regular could be the same as, yeah, as stiffness as another brand stiff shaft.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, yeah if you're going to, I mean, listen, we could say it till we're blue in the face. You know, ideally you want to be trying to get fitted. If you want to go to somewhere else, you know, that specializes in fitting, that, if I'm always honest, if you're going to go for a fitting, try and pay for the fitting, mm-hmm, so that the fitter doesn't feel like they have to sell you something to make on their return. Because if you've paid for the fitting, everything's above board, everything's kosher, and then you kind of walk away with the right information, whether that's to buy new clubs or not to buy new clubs.
I agree.
Okay.
This is another first name only. Simon, what will be the next innovation in golf? I think with that, you immediately want to lead towards club and ball, but I think there's more innovation going to come with other products.
So I've seen a sneak preview, which I thought was going to come out towards the end of the year, but it looks like he started to wear them already. The Infinity golf shoe from Nike that Brooks Koepka's wearing.
Yeah.
So Brooks Koepka's been heavily involved in the production of this shoe. And from what I understand, I'm not going to say too much just yet, it's supposed to give you more ground force to basically swing faster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is something that it'll be interesting to see if it works or not, but that's something really interesting. I think technology, we're on the cuff of technology coming into golf clubs now with things like Arcos, you know, Garmin doing technology in golf, other brands. I feel like that technology hasn't been fully explored just yet.
No.
But I don't know what that is because I'm not an engineer.
The way I always look at that is that if I go for a run now, which is most nights doing 5K, 3 miles a night, no big deal. I said I'm going to mention this all the time. Until I stop doing it, which probably inevitably would be in like another 3 weeks, I'm going to mention it every podcast. So when you one time listen, think, I've not heard Guy mention running for a while, that's when I've quit. But if I do go for a run now, I would feel like it's a waste of a run if I didn't set my watch.
Okay.
So I think there's going to be
a waste of a run.
It would. I know it sounds ridiculous, that, doesn't it? It sounds stupid, but it would, because I like seeing it when I get in on my phone, the stats and etc. Just feel, and then it's like the next day I do another one. It's like it goes on top of it. Like that's you've still done the run, but it feels nice to have it all in one place.
You've accomplished it. It's almost like a video game.
Yeah, exactly. But then I think there's going to be something that comes into golf soon that is like that. So obviously there's Arcos, there's Game Golf, there's the Garmin products as well. There's lots of really cool things, but they all feel like there's always something that's a little bit like not quite, it's not seamless yet.
Yeah.
And whether it becomes built into the golf ball, into the golf club, I think there's going to be something now, I don't know what, I'm not an engineer, something in the next 3-5 years that you almost then can't, you would almost not want to play golf without it because it would feel like a waste of a round of golf, okay, if you get me.
That's quite an interesting point. It'll be interesting to see what happens from that.
Mm.
It really will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. If anybody's watching from a technology company, you heard it here first, everybody. Copyright this podcast and give all credits to Rick.
This is a good one from Andrew Parker. And I think this is something that a lot of people will never get to experience, and you have, so you are lucky in that. But what was it like being at the Masters? I saw Rick on the 18th tee during the coverage front row directly behind the tee, which I remember that.
Behind Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, I remember seeing that picture everywhere. What was it like? Because that is something that obviously I've not been. I imagine 99% of listeners or viewers haven't been. You have been. What's it like
at the Masters? It's phenomenal. It's unbelievable. So let me explain the story. So there was an opportunity for a friend and me to go out to the Masters. I paid for my ticket. I went as a proper spectator. I'll be honest, I paid through the nose because there was no tickets available. So I had to spend extra money to get there. Because it was last minute, all the flights were super expensive. The hotels were ridiculously expensive. And we ended up getting one that was just awful. The hotel was dreadful, right? But either way, didn't matter. We're going to Augusta. We had tickets for the Sunday. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. If you're going to go, you got to go Sunday, yeah. Right? So the Saturday, we got there a day early, and it was actually bad weather on the Saturday. So we were quite thankful we weren't going on the Saturday. This was 2017. 18.
It was 18, you went.
2018. So then, and Tiger was playing. Mm-hmm. So then on the Saturday, we actually found, I'd already pre-booked it. There's like across the road, there's Magnolia Lane, mm-hmm. which is, I'm confused now.
Isn't the area a bit dicey?
No.
Is it not the area outside? I'm sure no, I heard I know. It's a bit.
I did. I'd heard that it wasn't particularly great, but it was a lot better than I expected it to be.
You're from Bolton, so you know what it's like in the rough areas.
It was mm-hmm. like it was fine. It just looked like any other suburb in
Do you think
America.
That almost comes from people that used to go into these really like Scottish courses down private roads and stuff, and then it comes
possibly the only thing is from what I've heard is that it basically the area cleans its act up for when the Masters is in town because it's such an incredible tourist
yeah they don't
attraction.
Anything
correct
or do you think it's also because it's the hardest to play golf course in the world? I imagine it's the best looking golf course in the world. You expect it to be somewhere, and when it's not, you almost then go, well, this is a bit of a
yeah. I must admit, like, literally you come out the gates, I mean, we hadn't so on the Saturday we were mooching around, and you can't fathom for 1 minute that on one side of the road you're eating in some greasy restaurant, whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to say what was I going to say then?
Greasy spoon.
I was going to say something.
Greasy
chunky
diner.
Cheese or something.
Chunky
is that
cheese.
A place?
No.
Anyway, like you're in this diner that's not particularly nice, and you can't fathom across the road and over the hedge
is Augusta.
Is like, and literally you're on Google Maps, and you see in the golf course, and you're like, literally across that corner is like the 11th green.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
I can't get my head around how is it there.
Yeah.
And this is a big main road. You know what the road's like in America? Dead wide. And literally, there's like a gas station and a just retail park.
Does that make it almost better or worse? Because part of like when you go to St. Andrews is you kind of get into this area where you can feel it all kind of coming together and you can see a bit, especially when they open and you can see some of the grandstands and whatever. Does it almost make it better that it's just there? Or
I'll come to that.
Okay.
So Saturday, we found a house where it was like you pay up front. And everything all day was free. All the drinks, all the food, the TVs everywhere in every room, cigars.
This is a house?
It's like a house they rent out. I think they only rent it out like once a year. It's massive. It's on this road. Again, if you went on this road, it's like million-pound house after million-pound house after million-pound house. Like literally across the road from the Masters, from Augusta, right? So they rent this house out. I think it was called...
Who's they, though?
I don't know. Whoever owns the house.
So then you just go in like a bar, but it's actually a house.
It's massive.
And who do you pay?
The people on the door.
And it's just a random house?
You get a wristband. But it's not like...
No, but what I mean
is... you coming around to my house. It's massive.
No, I get that. But what I mean is it like you come in this house and there's a random person next to you that you just don't... Like you would in a bar, but it's a house.
Yeah.
That's mad.
So there's like sofas. There's like food stations. There was a putting green in the back garden. There was like ice creams. There were women walking around serving you drinks and whatever.
Bad.
Like you go to the bar and everything was free. I mean, it probably cost $250 each to go into this house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not, you know, but we got there at breakfast. We left at midnight.
And there's loads of TVs up with the golf on.
All TVs and everywhere.
Obviously everyone's there because they're
and
the
this
golf.
Is only one house of maybe five or six that are doing the same thing. Like the one next door was even bigger. Like outside the on our one there was a swimming pool, there was There was like pancakes out the back. There was all different food stations.
And then where did you get your drink from? If you want
the
drink?
Bar. There was literally bars.
And
built.
You don't pay, obviously.
So I think, from what I understand, even though it is a house, it's been converted into this resort place.
So like an Airbnb, do you think, in the summer people might rent
I don't
it
know.
Out.
Because it didn't. Let me just try and think. It did have upstairs. It had toilets. But like the toilets were like rows of urinals.
Oh, so it wasn't like a normal... Yeah,
do you get what I mean? So anyway, it was amazing. Me and my mate literally got there at the crack of dawn and we're drinking from like 9 o'clock in the morning to like 11 o'clock at night. We're absolutely sloshed. And literally drinking all we want, eating everything we want, having a putting green. So I have like a little putting green out the back garden. I have like a bag full of old Scotty cameras and balls. And we literally played it about 15 times. I'm not a big cigar smoker, but I'm sat outside smoking a cigar thinking I'm all that. And literally across the way, we were watching it on the TVs. That is happening across the way. Like, it's crazy. To the point, and I'm going to flex a little bit here, Tommy Fleetwood's caddy, Finno, texted me because he knew I was in Augusta on the Saturday morning saying, we've got spare tickets. Do you want to come in? It was a bit rainy. I was going to his house. I kind of went, we're all right, actually. I might live to regret that, but it was horrible weather. Anyway, so that night, we actually went out in Augusta. It was really nice. Nice restaurants, nice bars. Mm-hmm. Like we ended up in like a sports bar and everything, dancing, playing pool, whatever. Probably got in at like maybe 1-2 o'clock in the morning and going to the Masters next day, which might have been a bit of a mistake. So we wake up a bit hungover and we're going to the Masters. So we get there to the Masters, we park the car and we... this is now why I said, does it feel different? Because I could be anywhere in America right now. You know, I'm outside of Master. I could be anywhere in America. You go through the gates, and the gates, it's like Disneyland. It's like Disneyland for dads or kids or whoever. You know, I'm not saying for dads because that sounds like that's Vegas, isn't it? Disney for dads. Anyway, you go into these grand gates, and the security gate, it is like a Disney-type experience. Like the gates, it's not like St. Andrews where it's a tent. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is built for this occasion. Everything's streamlined. You get a map, you get your ticket, you're going down to the front desk, you're getting zapped in, you're getting searched, you can't take any cameras, you can't take your phone.
So where do you put your phone?
They have lockups.
And you get like a key?
Yeah. I didn't do that, actually. I didn't even take my phone. I left it in the hotel.
So what happens if you went in and you took a picture? Get kicked out.
Get kicked out. So why don't you
just go in, have the day, and then just before they're done, get a picture, and then if you get kicked out, you get kicked out. From what I understand,
if you get kicked out, they don't only take your ticket, they'll take a form of ID, and then you as a person can't come back. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do, but I'm just thinking, if I went to the Masters as a once in a lifetime and I'm not probably going to go back again, I'd 100% take my phone, at the end of the day, get loads of pictures, get kicked out, and then be like...
But they literally search you. Like,
oh, so you can't take it in at all?
No.
Oh, right.
They search you before you go in. You go through scanners, they search you and everything.
Oh,
so
you literally...
I don't know what would have happened, because I didn't see it happen to anyone.
I'm with you.
Did I ever tell you the story about me buying some spy glasses?
Yes.
So I went on eBay. This is a funny story. I went on eBay and bought some glasses that were like spy glasses. And it had a camera in the glasses, right?
I remember this.
And it worked. They worked. I tested them at home. They arrived. They worked. They just looked ridiculous. But in fairness, if you put them in a sunglasses case and walk, they would have never stopped you with those. And even if you had them on, they would have never stopped you. If someone would have seen me with those glasses, they would have just...
If you want to be listener of the week next week, get a picture of Rick, superimpose some big, massive glasses on top of his face, send it to podcast@rickshields.com, and you will probably be listener of the week.
So anyway, I feel like it's a long story, but I think it's worth it. This one I clips definitely for YouTube. So basically, you go in there, you get scanned, and the whole experience, because it's there all the time, is so seamless.
That's what I've heard.
Unbelievable. So things like the gift shop, it's there all the time. It's frigging expensive, by the way. These are my tips if you go to the Masters. If you're going early, run to the, gift shop, pick up a Masters chair, the green chairs, as we've got one in the office, which I've never opened in my life. Pick up that chair and then run to a location you want that chair to sit. Let's say it's the 18th green on a Sunday. park your chair, stick your name on it. That is your chair for the
day. I can't. That is just so golf. Imagine that in any other sport. Somebody go fuck off and kick you. Didn't really swear then, but I said fuck off. Kick your chair out of the way. Like in golf, it's kind of like, oh, that's Richard's
that's
chair.
You can't your sit on that one. Chair mad. For the day, right?
But
and it happens everywhere. So it happens on like the main place is like 11, 12, 13, as you can imagine. 16 is mental. 15 is mental. 18 is mental. First tee is mental. And all these green chairs. Now, what's mad is if you go to the 18th green before any play is happening, there's just rows of green chairs. Hundreds
but people have
and
already
hundreds.
Put down.
Yeah, no one sat there.
See, I don't know if I like that, actually.
But they've been put there that morning. They've not been pre-put there. They've been put there that morning.
By people who now elsewhere.
And then some people who've been there for many years have got like a... What was quite cool, on the back of every chair, it says like the Masters 2018. Or like you get some that are saying like the Masters 97 or the Masters 95 or the Masters... And you think, you've been here quite a few times. You know the script. Long story short, we didn't do that. So we didn't put a chair down. We decided not to. The first place we went to was the food establishments because we were hungry, because we were hungover and it was breakfast time. We bought the, what's it called? The cheese butty. Pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
It's like £1, $1.50.
Yeah, isn't it all unbelievably cheap?
Unbelievably cheap.
And
again, all of that process in the food is so streamlined. You get the cups, which we've got the cups here in the office. And again, it's cheap. Like, honestly, the booze and the drinks in there is super cheap. The food's cheap. Everything is fairly cheap, bar the gift shop, which is, I think I spent...
You got a pair of socks, didn't you? I
bought a number of pair of socks. I would reckon I didn't get that much. I easily spent nearly $1,000, if probably not more.
I have mixed opinions on merch and things like that, because in one way, you've been to the Masters and bought it, so it's class. Like, it's a memory. So maybe getting something, one little thing, a cap, a pair of socks... But it's just been made in China and shipped. It's not like, do you know what I mean? It's just...
It isn't. Well, the socks, I've thrown them all away because they're all tatty now. Because it literally just like, they all got holes in.
Don't get me wrong, I would definitely get something that went, but I don't know how. It's like when they open. I know it's different if you're from the US or whatever, or anybody, and you come to the open and you want to get a t-shirt. But it's just, I don't know, I never get that like, oh, I want to buy that top.
Yeah, I like getting flags and stuff. So anyway, so we've been to the food place, we'd got our bearings. The next thing that surprised me about Augusta was how close all the key points were. Mm-hmm. Like, that came as a massive... Visually on TV, I felt like all the holes were, like, massively apart from each other. Like, it's actually squashing on what I would see as quite a small property, right? But it doesn't feel like that when you're on the TV. I'm going to say the cliche one, which is always cliche, the undulations.
It's hillier than it looks.
Yeah. Like, down 11, it's down...
Down
10, the par 5 left where Bubba won it with the hook shot out of the tree. The big dog leg, massively downhill. It's ridiculous. The 18th shot into the green is massively uphill. The tee shot on 11 on 1 is massively downhill. So you can really appreciate the undulations. The hole for me was the 13th that surprised me the most. The par 5 round the corner, probably my favourite hole in the world, even though I've never played it. What came as a surprise, because all of the TV is shot from... depends which way you're looking at it, effectively the left side of the hole, if you're looking from the green, back to the tee, everything's on the left, right? That's the only place you ever see that hole shot from, and maybe behind the tee, because it's a really isolated tee. No one's ever on that tee. It looks like that hole is in the middle of nowhere, right? You've got all the azaleas and beautiful plantage on the other side of the fairway and the creek and everything. It looks stunning, right? On the left... It's packed with spectators.
On the green chairs.
Or stood up. It's packed. Like I can't get over how busy it is on that left-hand side. You never see it on TV.
No.
But you actually feel quite far away from the action. I bet the players walking down there feel really away from the action. And like 12th green, 13th tee, 13th fairway, 13th green. And then 13, 14, 15 are pretty much stacked on top of each other. Another big thing as well is the leaderboards. When you're in there, that's the one thing I missed at Augusta was the live scoring
on
my phone.
Yeah, I think that,
I didn't like that. Like, when I'm at the Open, I quite like the live feed. However, when somebody does start to make a charge and it comes up on the leaderboard, the crowds go as wild as if they've just made them see the...
Yeah, they've seen it happen live.
Correct, which is actually quite nice. Okay, coming back. This is quite a long story.
Andrew Parker asked what the Masters was like. Thought he'd be going, yeah, it's good. If you ever get the chance to go, make sure you take it. He's actually...
you found out I was to Rick Shields' smoking memoirs. Cigars and getting hammered. So then coming up to this point that you mentioned, I was on the 18th hole, right? Jordan Spieth was making a charge on the last day, mm-hmm. right? Patrick Reed was leading. No one really wanted Patrick Reed to win. So everyone wanted Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler to win. So me and my mate got right behind the 18th tee, prime location. And Spieth was killing it at the time. He was absolutely killing the game of golf, right? So on the 18th tee, and it's such a daunting tee shot. Like, outrageously daunting. Dogleg to the right. The trees narrowing so much. It's unbelievable. And there's a branch sticking out on the left-hand side. Anyway, Spieth stands up there, and he's actually, I saw him on the Saturday hit it miles left when I was hammered in that bar. Sunday, there's a branch just sticking out on the left, right? It hits this little cut. It's going to cut, a Healy, little cut. It hits the branch that is sticking out, and the ball just literally dropped and plummeted, and that was the end of his Masters. Oh. It's the only shot I saw of Jordan Spieth. I'm there, stood behind him, like, and literally gets shown loads on the footage, because that's really he didn't lose the Masters there, not like when he lost it on the 12th, but he was in contention.
I feel like, I'm not sure if that's, people are going to be driving along going, that was absolutely fantastic, that. Like, they've really enjoyed every second, or they're going to be like, that's like when your mate has his best round of golf ever. And he goes, right, let me talk. So on the first, I thinned a 3-iron, and then I hit a 3/4-6 to the right side of the green.
I'll tell you who I sat next to on the plane. so anyway, the Masters is good.
Well, the benefit as well of this new podcast being filmed, we can have the clips. So that could be one big clip potentially, but we've got other little nuggets of this podcast. And if you are listening in the car, hope you've enjoyed it. How long are we on so far?
I think that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
So basically, guys, I know this might have seemed a little bit different to the normal podcast, and we apologise because it's new, it's different. We've got a set, we've got cameras, we've got all sorts going on. It's been a very, let me be honest with you, I don't typically get stressed in this job. This week's been a bloody stressful day. We didn't even talk about going to YouTube and Google.
Oh, yeah, we do need to, actually.
We'll save that one.
Okay.
We'll put that in the bank for next episode.
Yeah. But then again, we could do it quickly, but if you go into that much depth, it could be long ones. Let's save that for a rainy day. We can have that as backup content.
We might do some more questions for clips. Either way, guys, thanks so much for subscribing to the Rick Shields Golf Podcast, either on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on whatever you listen or watch us on. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed this version. There are going to be guests coming soon, and that is the end of the Rick Shields Podcast. First ever videoed and first ever.
Just have one quick question before we finish it.
I can't remember what I was going to say then.
What's the Masters like?
Nobody's ever going to ask me that again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.